Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
This show brought to you in part by Simply Safe. If you have 30 minutes, you never have to worry about break-ins ever again. That's why I go to simplysafe.com/Adam. Choose all the sensors you need, and you'll get it in the mail about a week, and it's up and running in just a few minutes. Customize your system. Get a free security camera at simplysafe.com/Adam. Well, it's Brian's birthday, and we get a little health update from Brian, and a little retrospective on his cancer and where that's at. I will delve into language with you, and I'll play you some clips and some old commercial clips that you won't believe. And that's coming up. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other, and you work hard. So how about you do something that's easy for a change? How about you get your bundle working? Good. Go to geico.com. You can bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your automotive policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you work so hard already. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save when you bundle with Geico. That is geico.com.
Hey, what's up? I'm Breezy. I'm an actor, artist, a rapper. I am an entertainer, and I star on the hit TV show All American.
Doug Ellen. I created a small hit show. You may have heard of it. It's called Entourage.
Actually, Doug is kind of a big deal. We want you to check out our new podcast called Hollywood Waves. Each week, we're pulling back the curtain on Hollywood to give you VIP access to what's really going on down here. We're going to tell you where to eat, what to see, who to meet. In between the two of us, we've definitely seen it all.
And we've eaten it all. Breezy, we're going to watch favorite movies of all time, from Airplane to Soul Plane. Maybe. I can't wait to hear what you think. And our friends in the business, writers, directors, restaurateurs, actors.
And I'm super, super excited. I have so much to learn. And I'm new to Hollywood. Doug's been here forever.
And it's so sad because I am old. I made a movie called Fat Beach in 1996 for $100,000.
Fat Beach is definitely one of my favorite movies. Yeah. I don't care what Doug says. Long live Fat Beach.
I appreciate that.
Check
a lot.
Out our new podcast, Hollywood Ways, with Doug Ellen and me, Breezy, coming soon to all podcast platforms.
September 9th.
Let's go.
From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Frank Grillo, with Gina Grad on news and Bald Brian on sound effects. And now, hoping Newsom will be recalled, but not recalled fondly, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate, you get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
And birthday boy, Bald Brian.
That's just a waste of my time.
Modern day.
I'm used to hearing that.
Well, we will get into a little health update with Brian and his birthday as well. First, a note from yesterday. I was jotting down on my buck slip. I kind of forgot about it, but I was sitting in first class with the seat in front of me on my lap, eating something that was from a box, and I was reminiscing about the old Sky magazines that
Sky
they used
Mall.
To have.
Yeah.
Not
well, maybe the Sky Mall, but they also had their American Airlines
sure.
Presents.
Airline had their own
Everyone
version.
Had their own periodical, right?
Sure.
And at some point, they do an expose on Chef Lazar, and they'd show a picture of him in his American Airlines chef smock, like dutifully working away, creating culinary delights for you who shall enter this airplane. And they'd get a little of his mission statement and where he
his training, his background.
Born in Spain, but went to a Michelin-rated restaurant
Loved
in
Jose
France.
Andres, went to work for him for free.
Right.
And farm to Sky.
Farm to Sky. They had a big lobsters laid out, beautiful cuts of beef and stuff. I miss that fucking guy so much.
He's long gone.
He is gone, daddy gone. Yeah. Man, is that guy gone.
We don't want to highlight the differences.
They would do like these beautiful food porn exposés on those guys, and you would read about it. And
where he sources ingredients from.
Right, and then you're like, ooh, I wonder what offerings the chef is, what bounty has he offered up for this flight?
Tuck your napkin into your shirt.
It is now a box filled with smaller boxes
I have
inside
no doubt
of it.
The airlines no longer have executive chefs. There's no doubt about that. Do you think the person like in charge of the food is just like a suit, just like EVP of food?
now.
That person's got to be, first off, there's no full-time job for that person anymore.
That's someone's sidekick.
Yeah, she's like, look, I wrap here at noon. I got to get to the Dade County prison where I lay out the menu for those folks.
Oh, that's their specialty.
And if they have some stuff left over, I can bring it back and we'll get it up into the sky. But no way can there be that executive chef gig anymore for an airline. All right. So, Brian, you're turning what age today?
Oh, Jesus. Born in 78, so 43.
43 years of age.
Yeah. Jenny, you should hope to get there someday.
I can't wait.
Oh, man. Yeah, just give it. You know, you blink your eyes and 11 years goes by and you'll be at 43.
Tell me all about it.
So, when were you diagnosed? Were you 29?
Chris and I were just talking about that today. It was I was already 30 because I got engaged on my 30th birthday, September of 08, and diagnosed in April of 09. So I was, you know, just turned 30.
And so the prognosis now, any health updates?
I'm thankful to say that the health updates are all boring. I had an MRI a couple of weeks ago and it came back stable. Everything looks very normal, or normal as for, you know, no growth. And the doctor was especially happy with the clinical evidence. You guys, you know what that is? Like when he goes in, he looks at how I'm walking, how my facial symmetry is a big one, because that was the first indicator that the tumor may have been, you know, growing again, because my smile was a little crooked or I was having trouble blinking my right eye. Yeah, it wasn't perfect. And not that my face ever has been perfect, but when I went in last time, he's like, face looks great. Your smile is even again. It's symmetrical. This is all evidence that things are working and things are going well.
So you don't have to go back on that godforsaken medicine.
No, that is Stivarga was the medicine I was on last year, and it is significantly worse than the medicine I'm on now, which lowers my white blood cell count. I mentioned this before, and it makes me I'm so fucking tired all the time. I'm tired all the time. I have like leukemia effects. It's like what happens when, you know, your white blood cell count drops to a dangerous level. I'm so tired, but I'll take it any day over last year when I was just, I was a wreck. It was bad, bad news.
Well, speaking of celebrations, I'm getting ready to head off to Katie Kimmel's wedding.
No shit. I remember when they first launched Jimmy Kimmel Live, he had his office rigged with a bunk bed so his two kids could like sleep over or like take naps or whatever.
Yeah, he had a bunk bed in his office.
That's crazy.
Also, I think he banged interns there as
sense.
I don't know.
Well,
so
it's
I don't
want to.
I think. I said I think.
It's only getting used for sleep 1 hour a day.
So, she is 30, so I was trying to do the math. So I think I met her I must have met her in 94 because I went to, I met her when she was 3, I guess. Those are the early days when Jimmy rented a house in the West Valley. And probably very shortly after I met Jimmy, I went to his home. And one of the reasons I went to his home was just to have him cook for me, which started a tradition that hasn't ended to this day. But I also went over there because, you know, in a world where who knows what becomes of what, we're talking about 94. I'm a boxing coach, essentially, at this point in my life, and a carpenter. And so Jimmy says, what do you have? Do you have anything you can show me, like a stand-up tape,
a reel,
something?
Yeah, give us your sizzle, your demo.
Acting on something.
Adam starts dancing.
Doing something. So I was like, all I have is this thing I did in the Eagle Rock Public Access. Mm-hmm. I did a Eagle Rock Public Access show that was as crude as it can be. It was like a home improvement show where people called in and I jokingly answered their questions. It ended up sort of turning into what Bertram became. But I had this cassette from several years earlier, and I was like, well, this is all I got. And I showed it to Jimmy, and it didn't, obviously there was no production involved. There was really nothing involved with it. But he could see who I was and what I did and what I could do and my improv abilities and things like that. And so I went over to his home probably a few days before his fight. So I'd, you know, probably only known him for a week, maybe a week and a half. And I made the pilgrimage out to his house and I left the cassette with him, and he was duly impressed. Now, again, the thing about Jimmy is he didn't think, oh, this is a TV show. He thought, well, that person's got something that might translate into other venues.
Yeah, we can use that.
I never really get that. Like I said, like I always had a good sense of humor. And when I see Sonny's friends, I see the one with the sense of humor. I go, that kid's sharp. I don't know what it's going to translate into. I just know the kid's like lucid and has some ability and is awake. So I went over there. Very small, two-bedroom. It was a small two-bedroom in like Woodland Hills or something like that. It was off the back. The back was an alley, which always sucks because you don't want that alley because people just hop over the fence when the cop helicopter comes out and they land on your barbecue and stuff like that.
I had an apartment backed up against an alley and we heard all manner of drunken vomiting at all hours of the night.
Raccoons fighting.
Yeah, I had an alley rental house and an alley apartment. And the alley is basically... What that is El Chapo's tunnel for people that don't really want to just walk up and down the boulevards. I had the alley behind Laurel Canyon, well lit and well trafficked. So if you're somebody with a past or something to hide, you would take the alley that ran parallel behind my apartment and not the main boulevard where the ex-wife could have spotted you.
The
popo, the dog catcher, whoever's federal marshals.
Right. Any number of businesses you stiffed.
Right. And then I moved to another house across Laurel Canyon, had another alley. And yes, people would hop over the fence and land in your backyard. So I went over there. Katie was three. So she was just sort of running around. Kevin's son must have been one, something. He was like in a diaper. Wow. And I recall, this could have been from another visit, but I do recall his trying to think what John, his younger brother. Younger brother seemed to be in his teens. Mm-hmm. Came over with his mom and packed a Playboy, and his mom had gone through his suitcase and found it and was disturbed, disappointed, and outraged. I remember walking into that. But I remember this very, very modest little rental house with Jimmy driving an old RX-7 with a bondoed up fender. And things were very different back then. And now we're heading out this weekend to celebrate Katie's wedding.
Wow.
So we got time marches on, man, whether it's Brian and the tumor or Katie and the marriage.
I was thinking, you've been a big influence on my life in a lot of ways, but especially in some of the things you say and the way you look at the world and interpret events. You know what I mean? Synthesize events. And one of the things that I think about a lot is achievement day versus, you know, birthday. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a birthday, blah, 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 achievement day. Everyone who listens to this is familiar. And it occurred to me, and I was thinking about it, I have no idea what day my book, Shrinkage, hit the New York Times bestseller. I have no idea what day I beat cancer, either time. I have no idea what day I was the chairman of the LA Brain Tumor Walk.
We get it. You're successful.
I'm not done yet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the day I won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oh, you get the idea. But in a weird way, my birthday is kind of my achievement day. You know what I mean? Like being here another year, celebrating another year around the sun, as they say.
You're the exception to the achievement day.
This feels, not that I did much, but I survived.
You survived.
I'm here.
Hey, Chris, I know you don't have a lot in the way of achievement days.
Yeah.
Maybe we make Brian's birthday your achievement day.
Well, that feels really weird.
As a placeholder. No, just as
until you do something.
This feels like a pretty good achievement thing.
Yeah, I'm saying here he is. Man. You're the producer of the show. Yes. And, again, you got a marriage coming up, so maybe we could swap it out then, possibly.
I'm glad I could celebrate with all of you.
Yeah, there'll be a cooling off period before we swap it out.
Sure.
But I'm saying for now, in lieu of not having any achievements, let's just make Brian's.
Hey, Chris, you're welcome.
Thanks, I'll take it.
Happy birthday to both of you.
All right, so...
achievement day.
Somebody tweeted me a Coors Beer football commercial, and it was from 2002.
Oh.
But I thought, like, in a land where you know, NFL was running a commercial a few months back saying the NFL's gay, and the NFL's bi-curious, and everything else like that.
I remember it just like that.
And oh yeah, there was a whole thing. Do you ever see that?
I don't think
the NFL's gay. No.
Oh, it was.
I feel like that would have crossed my radar.
Like a gay friendly, you know.
There was.
Advocacy.
It was about I think it was about 6 months ago. But it was like the NFL is, and then they just wrote gay, and then they wrote LGBT or lesbian or something, and then they wrote a whole bunch of stuff. But it started off with the NFL being gay.
Oh.
I just stopped it at that.
Jeff Garcia was the spokesman.
Yes, that's right.
It's a deep ball.
Allegedly. So, but in all the good vibes and the mixed couples and everything's just about good vibes and or chicks taking a dump and all the stuff we couldn't have talked about. But O2, not that long ago, in terms of history and zeitgeist and the way things roll. Somebody tweeted me this Coors commercial, which I'll play for you guys. It'll work over the pod because you'll just see a bunch of guys chugging beer and chicks shaking their ass is basically what it is. But listen to the music and listen to the attitude.
I love
and twins.
Two hand touch.
That's right.
Eating way too much, watching my team win. With the twins. Love quarterbacks eating dirt, pom-poms and short skirts, fans who won't quit, and those twins. And I love them too. Here's the one more.
The Limp Bizkit era for anyone who wasn't around.
Right.
I've never seen Dawson more elated for any reason than commercial.
At least half those hits are illegal now.
Is that Kid Rock? It sounds like Kid Rock.
Or it's a feel alike or sound alike. They always steal footage from the Canadian Football League.
Oh, really?
If you ever notice on the century, you go, I don't recognize those uniforms.
Oh, because they're not official sponsors.
Yeah, you go, that wasn't the Rams playing the Denver Broncos.
CFL.
Yeah, they go to the CFL and they get footage from that.
Who are the twins? Were they a thing?
So there was an earlier version of this, maybe the year before, where like the guy was like almost stumbling for words, like I love this, I love that, and twins.
Oh,
and then it was like
the two girls
shaking their ass.
I thought the twins became
a thing.
That ad, as you've mentioned about things before, it may have seemed a little crass or edgy. That was so quaint and adorable. I could watch it all day.
Well,
overeating and lovingly these twin girls. Oh, what a time to be alive.
There was also, it just popped in my head,
the
but
twins.
Chris can look for the NFL being gay first, but the there was another
pushing their boobs
Pepsi,
together.
Doritos, Coors ad where the two chicks fought in the fountain. Remember that one famously?
Oh, didn't they like fall into the fountain?
Yes, yeah.
Like,
I mean, they just
started writhing.
It was on. Yeah. I don't normally do this, but I will say the Man Show had something to do with that. We had Juggy Dance twins and the Juggy Dance Squad, and the general temperament of the Man Show may have spilled out into the zeitgeist a little bit, because those are the kinds of commercials we were getting. Now,
but yours were a joke.
And twins!
I know. Ours were a joke. But they're not nuanced, Madison Avenue, of course. I also, Max Zapata. So I found another favorite Subaru commercial to go up against this one. I don't know if you have the dogs driving the car one, but there are a bunch of dogs driving a Subaru. They're dogs.
Retrievers or something.
They're driving the car down the street.
They're doing really good.
They're doing good.
Oh,
they got the
puppy.
There's a puppy.
Puppy in the back. They come across the bulldog who's driving the 18-wheeler.
That's a boxer, man.
They're talking.
Oh,
the boxer. Sorry. Gets the horn honk. They do.
That's great.
Where are the twins? Where are the twins?
Dog approved.
Dog approved. Dog. Your dog has approved your next vehicle.
Times have changed.
Oh, that's good.
I remember back when I would consult with my dog as to what vehicle I should lease next.
You take your dog, he kicks the tire, he licks the tires.
Yeah, licking the tires.
The top Max battle, which we missed, which was an insane warning, do not attempt.
Oh, don't do that with your dog at home?
Let your dog drive the car?
Let's see. Professional drivers!
These are dogs.
always secure your pets.
Well,
we're all secure.
This is a very mixed message, I would say, because you got the dogs behind the wheel, but all right.
The reveal of the puppy in the car seat is the greatest thing I've ever
so
seen.
So I said, Chris, find me a Subaru commercial from Yore.
From
find
days
me
of
one
Yore.
From 1981, and he found one, and this is. This is the
a lot
difference.
Of off-roading.
Oh okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Mountains.
In most commercials, the cars start up here with some help from a helicopter. But these babies from Subaru don't need help. They can switch from front to four-wheel drive, and for tougher
shugging up a hill, throwing dust and gravel.
The station wagon, man, the whole ass.
But all Subaru four-wheel drive cars even look good getting up here. Subaru, inexpensive, and built to stay that way.
Adorable.
Now we have to vet the Subaru with your dog, and the twins are gone.
If I'm not mistaken, there may even be one. I don't even know if I can get through this sentence. Isn't there a Subaru commercial where the guy is taking his dog on a trip for the dog's last day?
Oh, yeah. There's got it. Look,
that sounds
I feel like I've seen it, and if I haven't seen it, it is being made as we
speak.
It's in
your mind's eye.
Yeah. All right. If you find the NFL is gay, you can show me Max Zapata.
Yeah, we're pulling it up.
All right. So, Chris, I think, was listening to Bill Maher, and they had a guest on who was sort of talking about the death of language, which is something I've been drilling down on. It's been around for a while. I noticed it. Years ago when I do Loveline, it was, you know, rape victim, rape survivor, got changed to survivor, it was deaf, became hearing impaired. There was a lot of stuff that was getting switched. And I remember at the time kind of thinking, this feels unnecessary. I was around long enough to go from Mexican to Chicano to Hispanic to now Latinx. You know, I know the cultural stuff shifts and changes all the time. But I'll play this clip that Chris grabbed from Bill Maher.
They're talking about that professor in Portland who quit because he thought colleges were getting too woke, and a couple other professors. And he says, and so here's Bill asking what this guy, George F. Will, thinks about it. George is a Pulitzer Prize columnist and a Washington Post writer. Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the repercussions for the next election from this issue?
Well, Orwellian is an overused adjective, but here it applies. In 1984, Orwell said, watch the language because it becomes turned inside out. In 1984, love meant hate, war meant peace, and on campus today, diversity means enforced conformity. Because we have, through the magic of modern parenting, and isn't it interesting that parent became a verb right before this began to happen? Modern parenting.
Capel never said parent is a verb.
I disagree with that.
Not, it was very recent.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Is it? I remember
but
that, being.
Now we are skillful at parenting, and this produces a kind of perfectionist parenting that if you're really skillful at it, no one who's had children believes this, but people who don't do. If you're really good at parenting, you'll produce the perfect child to which you are entitled.
Right.
So, again, the language. I wasn't interested in the parenting part, but I was interested in the language part. And I started thinking about it. So something I told Chris to pull from a week ago, which is the whole Wii Spa thing, which is when you're now saying what went on at the Wii Spa, you have to say a male, sorry. You
presenting.
Have to say a female walked in to the female locker room, which, again, it's like, well,
that's
then what's going on? And then she had what appeared to be male genitalia. And it's like, what the fuck? And now your head is starting to swim. But there's two versions of it. One was Andy Ngo, who was careful to, when he was talking about, kept saying she. Mm-hmm. Although the controversy was the dick in the beard or the dick and whatever was swinging around over there. And then there was an article in which publication was it that I saw?
We got the Guardian and the LA Times here as well.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you do the Guardian first?
The Guardian said, person charged with indecent exposure at LA spa after viral Instagram video. Charges filed 2 months after woman's claim about We Spa sparked anti-trans protests.
All right, so that was the black woman who came and complained, right?
Yes.
All right, so she's a woman.
Los Angeles authorities have charged a 52-year-old with indecent exposure at a popular Korean spa that was the subject of a viral Instagram post earlier this summer. The L.A. Police Department announced late on Thursday that it had put out an arrest warrant for Darren Marriger, who is now facing 5 felony counts of indecent exposure at We Spa in the Koreatown neighborhood. The charges, filed on Monday, came 2 months after a viral Instagram video from a woman who filmed herself confronting We Spa staff about seeing a, quote, man naked in front of women and girls in the women's
the
section
quote
of the
man
city.
Is the part.
Sure.
Now, that makes it seem like she's nuts because the quote man, it was a man. The person did not transition. It does not matter what you think of yourself. You have to go get certified. That's the new world we're living in.
I agree. In Andy's article, he said she was legally a woman.
Right. Well, no, I don't know if he said she was legally a woman. He said he referred to her as she, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Did he say legally
in
a woman?
In the New York Post, I read it a few times. Andy No said that the suspect was legally a woman in California.
Right, but that's only because he declared himself a woman. I mean, I think Andy is being careful and or respectful, but his article, Andy referred to
this person
as a she, mm-hmm. because this person declared themselves she or looked at themselves as she. But now, again, you can find that article or find his tweet or whatever it was. But again, we're now, she went into the locker room. So it's kind of like, well, where's the crime here?
The
and then it's there. He went into the locker room, quote, he. Now, what are we talking about? It's language. And language moves things around, gets everything super fuzzy and blurry and confusing. And now if you read these articles, you'd be totally confused as to what actually went on. Do you have the Andy No thing? Sorry,
well,
Chris.
Well, I have the excerpt from the New York Post article. It says, quote, everything about the We Spa was a bunch of garbage and lies, unquote. Marriger said in an interview, she says she is legally female in California and was in a jacuzzi in the women's section.
She says, which is different than Andy says. Andy's accusing her of not being that. But the point is she says. But again, then what's the kerfuffle about if she goes into the locker room, in the woman's locker room? I'm just saying it's getting really fuzzy. It's getting fuzzy fast. I also have a couple of clips because I have Cori Bush referring to women as birthing people now because we need... Now we got to draw a distinction between the guy who went into We Spa
and
our moms.
Has the pipes.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry,
right.
I was thinking of the NASCAR driver, but that's Kyle Busch.
Yes. A little bit different approach.
Just a skosh.
Sorry, here it is.
Committed to doing the absolute most to protect black mothers, to protect black babies, to protect black birthing people.
All right, so that's birthing people. And then that gave way to AOC's version of this, which is now getting, now we're way into the weeds here. Here she is on Anderson Cooper.
This is about making sure that someone like me as a woman or any menstruating person in this country cannot make decisions over their own body.
Okay, so first it's like, are you on your period when you're getting this designation or this title, or you're just capable of a period? But now we have birthing people, menstruating people as well. And
how long before a group of women get together and say, excuse me, we can't have children?
I had a hysterectomy.
I was going to say.
Yeah, so how dare you?
And doesn't this eliminate older, like menopausal women?
Are we not women anymore?
It's very confusing. So I would argue that we just go back to men and women for the time being. We can sort it out. And if you have transitioned or even transitioning, not in your head, physically transitioning one way or the other, then you can get the new the new title.
And I don't think it's a lot to ask, ultimately, that if you're going to a public spa, that if you're in the women's part of the spa, you don't have an erection. I think we can just all agree.
I don't
on
know that
we
I can guarantee lines, anything, you know? But I'll try.
Okay.
Also, it's not that much to ask that you just join your own for the brief period of time that you're in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, let's just say hypothetically, somebody said to me magically, Kazoo from the Flintstones. They added Kazoo later on season whatever. Like, he came down and he just said, "Hey, dum dum," because that's the way he spoke. And let's say I was at Natalia's volleyball game and I was going to the bathroom. And I thought, I'm going to head into the men's bathroom where I normally go. And then Kazoo tapped me on the shoulder and said, "I cast a spell on everyone. They will see you as a woman. This is how they will see you. So if, in fact, you want to use the bathroom, I would suggest you go use the women's room," in which case I'd go, "But Kazoo, I'm a man." He'd go, "Yes, dum-dum, but this is how we all, this is how everyone in the bathroom is going to see you." I think I could pull off going into the ladies' room and shutting the door in the stall and taking care of my own business. And I would say the same to this fella / gal when it comes to the spa. You head into the men's room, hold your nose, take a quick shower, and then go out and get a rub and possibly tug.
Maybe.
Mm. Rub either way.
The far end of the foot.
Maybe a rub and poke.
Yeah.
All right. We have NFL's gay. We have the fountain.
Stop saying it.
We have the fountain as well.
Oh, good.
This is all coming your way. Which one do you want? I would go with the NFL's gay.
All right.
Football is G-A-Y.
Gay.
Lesbian.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Queer, life, exciting, transgender, culture, bisexual,
right. I could never keep up with it, but it was NFL is gay and accepts everyone.
Wow. Where did that air? Just on the NFL Network, I imagine?
It was on, I guess it was on the NFL Network. Mine was about 6 months ago.
This is after, what's his name, Carl Nassib came out online. So they did this for like the Trevor Project to get the gala donations and everything.
All right, now let's cleanse our palate with chicks in 2001 fighting in a fountain. I always remember this one because we...
Miller Lite tastes
hot, two hot chicks.
Yeah, but I drink it because it's less filling.
And one of the chicks auditioned for the Juggy Dance Squad.
Which one?
The brunette.
Ah.
They're ripping each other's blouses off and fighting in a fountain.
Oh,
panties.
That would make a great commercial. Who wouldn't want to watch that?
Life is best told over a great tasting Miller Lite at a place called Miller Time.
Mud wrestling. Can you imagine? Imagine pitching that. Like going up to Madison Avenue now and just, well, Christy would know. And just go, "I'm going to picture two hot chicks stripping each other."
I like the lampshaded with the two dudes who are like fantasizing and the girls kind of look at them like, "You idiots." But yeah, that's TNA.
All right. We got trending topics coming our way. First, I'll tell you about Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera. Oh, yeah. Big news. Simply Safe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. The system, U.S. News and World Report named the best security of 2021. Well, it got better. Engineered with the advanced technology and security features to help keep your family safe. Ultra-wide, 140-degree field of view to keep watch over your entire yard. 1080p HD resolution and 8x zoom. As you can clearly see and capture critical evidence like faces, license plates, and things like that. Built-in spotlight with color night vision and two-way audio to talk or even scare off somebody who is on your property. Simple to set up, takes minutes, easy to remove, rechargeable battery, doesn't need an outlet. So to learn more, visit simplysafe.com/Adam. And you get the new camera and 20% off your entire new system with your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. That is simplysafe.com/Adam and get the 20% off. All right, quick break, back with trending topics right after this.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
He don't even know your name. Thinks your producing skills are lame. Makes fun of how your show.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thanks, man.
All right. So got some topics today. First off, I was thinking about the topic of grip, Adam.
Grip.
Yeah, you love grip.
It's the number one quality in an action star. Everyone always talks about, you know, strength or perseverance or flexibility or throwing kicks or throwing punches or handling a piece. That is true, but it's all stuff mortal men can do. There are plenty of guys in the UFC. There are plenty of guys in special forces. There are plenty of guys who can handle a weapon and handle themselves and handle a knife. There is nobody who can fall off a 25-story building and then four stories from the base grab a flagpole and snatch it. Or launch themselves from the rooftop pool and grab a cable that's swinging from the bottom of it. It's the grip. The grip is the fakest part of all action. It's all grip. Now, here's the thing about grip. It's super spindly dudes who climb El Capitan. The guys who do the free climbing and stuff, there's none of those guys are over $150 sopping wet. There's no guys built like Schwarzenegger because you can't have 230 pounds of that mass.
Yeah, hang on with your fingertip.
Yes, just fingertip. And by the way, when you talk any genre, it could be, you know, a Bond genre or an action or Captain
good grip
America,
in the
whatever.
New Bond trailer. Good grip.
It's always they always do this weird highlight of the grip. The grip. You know what the grip kind of is? The grip sort of suggests they want it more than we do.
No.
You know what I mean? Because it's always like, hang on! Yeah. And who amongst us could grab onto a ledge with like one hand and then hold a beautiful starlet in the other? Like, hang on! Yeah. I'm going to swing you up to safety. Like, no.
Yeah.
There's a lot of windows busted on the 50th floor and guys being dragged out by the vacuum or something and they're grabbing on and they just grab that little ledger at the end where the glass goes into the U-channel that are hanging on. Yes. Grip. Yeah. Grip. Grip. It's the fakest part of any action movie.
Lots of grip in Frank Grillo's previous movie, Boss Level. Also, I just saw Shang-Chi, the new Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. Lots of grip. There's a 50th floor fight that spills out of the building. And thank God there's scaffolding there.
Right.
Scaffolding comes in very handy.
You know what genre of human being has the best grip? If we're even, I mean, obviously it's not movie level, but who has the best grip? Little boys.
I disagree.
This kid at home can literally climb up the wall, climbs up the doorways and the door jams.
Oh, yeah, I used to do that.
They're like little spider monkeys.
I still say the best grip you'll find is amongst the elderly who want to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Because they get you in that lock.
The death grip.
Uncle Frank used to lock on to people's upper arm and be like, Jimmy needs to run for mayor of Hollywood. Like, don't. Let go, Frank. Come on, I want to enjoy the barbecue. You. Like, you're not going anywhere.
That I buy.
They lose everything, but that grip goes last, man.
Well, the world, we were enamored by the grip, not of an action star over the weekend, but by a cat.
A cat.
Oh, cat. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that's why we love American Ninja Warrior. That's three-quarter grip. They launch themselves. They grab the tire swing. You know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were watching this video over the weekend. It was in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium.
I didn't see that.
Hurricanes, Miami versus Appalachian State Mountaineers. 10 minutes into the first quarter, this happens.
There's a little cat.
There is a cat dangling off the rafters. And
like holding on to like maybe a wire. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. everybody's just
now
watching.
Now he's one paw.
Yeah, that's one paw.
Obviously terrified. Falls.
Old glory.
In the American flag. Yeah, so
wow.
And the place goes wild. There's another angle we could play in the background too, Caitlin. this cat is alive. I mean, I'm sure it's traumatized.
Whose cat is this?
Cats just wander.
Yeah.
There's a lot of NFL, you know, there's a skunk on the field and the major league ball falls, spreads itself out perfectly. It's interesting. So the thing fell good 30 feet.
Yeah. Yes, 30 feet.
Yeah, well, I got good eyeballs.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Dwayne Wade's going nuts over there.
It fell 30 feet. It landed in the American flag, which was basically the hammock they set up to catch it.
Poetic.
But if you think about the instincts of the cat. The cat went full flying squirrel.
Yeah.
So this whole thing is like, I have to make myself
wind-resistant,
least amount of aerodynamic possible. Yeah. And then when I land, I'm going to see if I can distribute the force between all four paws mm-hmm. and some of my rib cage. Mm-hmm. Like, spread it out.
Cats are kind of amazing.
You go foot first, you break paws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was awesome.
So some background. So it was caught of the heroes who caught the cat, University of Miami facilities manager Craig Cromer and his wife Kimberly. So they bring that flag to every game, hang it over the railing in front of their seats. Luckily, mm-hmm. there was another couple who had a flag under their flag just for an extra cushion or just in case they missed.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was watching this cat and so worried about it. Thank God they caught it. And then Craig and Kimberly went on TMZ yesterday and said, actually, also, it wasn't as glamorous as it looked for the people who caught it because the cat was peeing the whole time.
Really?
A steady stream.
Of course he would. Yeah. That's part of it.
Lighten the load.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All instinct. I'm worried I'm becoming a cat guy now.
Now, what do you do?
I
love cats. I've always loved cats. But what do you do with Old Glory?
It saved
the cat.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's got cat piss on it.
I think you're supposed to burn a flag.
You got
to
burn it.
When it's past
desecrated.
Its life. Yeah.
If it touches the ground, you're supposed to desecrate. You're supposed to burn
it. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know it's not supposed to touch the ground, but that is a rule. It's supposed to have a light on it at night. Like, there's a whole, like, if the sun's down and the flag's not down, there's going to be a light on it. There's all sorts
of rules.
Yeah,
they got rules. I don't know. You can look it up, Kaylin, if you're supposed to burn it if it touches the ground. Or maybe when I was in Walter Reed Junior High, and for 1 week I was on flag detail, where they're like, here's how you fold it.
Mm-hmm.
You fold it basically like the football. You flick with your finger to go between the goalposts when you're bored, you know.
Ooh.
Everything in junior high is a triangle shape. But they said, don't let it touch the ground. Yeah, let it touch the ground, you got to burn it. But that could have just been Mr. Hensley not wanting us to fuck around.
True.
You know what I mean?
So if I get caught burning a flag, I just be like, oh, touch the ground.
I'm a patriot.
Right, so
I got a nominee for your list, for your bucket list, like things to accomplish. Maybe upon your death, have a flag presented to a loved one in triangular shape.
Yes,
my grandpa had that.
Oh, he did.
He's a fire captain. Yeah,
he was a fire
captain.
Brian,
that would be stolen valor.
That's true.
You have to accomplish something.
You don't have to burn it if it touches the ground, according to the internet.
But if a cat pees on it,
according to Mr. Walters, so good. They saved the cat. That's awesome. By the way, you couldn't pull that off with the gay flag, Gina. Let's be honest.
Well,
that's the American flag.
It's just not.
You think the cat would have agreed to that?
I understand.
Well, I don't know if the cat already can... a flaming thing going on. You can't.
Well, also, chiffon isn't as strong.
Yeah. I'm pointing out the obvious. Obviously.
Yeah.
Did he go on? They went on TMZ.
Yeah, they went on TMZ.
Have you not seen that?
What's to become of the cat?
Yeah, when did this happen? Because, listen,
Saturday.
I got off my TMZ because I was traveling and all that kind of stuff.
Must have been the online edition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's impressive that I found it's TMZ Live. If that
I don't watch that as religiously. Okay. All right, so they save the cat. That's good.
And they bring the flag to every game. I was like, I was thinking about people who bring things to pro sports games or any sports games. Like, do you bring a glove when you go to a Giants game, Brian?
Not since I was 12.
Yeah, so
I mean, you're a kid. You're like, oh, this might be the day. But like, you're an adult. You're like, oh,
plenty of adults still go to games with gloves. Mm. Would you bring one, Adam?
Here's how I am. I have a weird thing with preparation, which is I have many versions of the pad for the chair and the stands, or even the freestanding camping chair.
You know a lot of the things that involve benches.
I have 70 versions of that. Mm-hmm. Never bring them out. Go to Natalia's volleyball game, sit on the hard extruded aluminum bleacher for 11 hours with my ass aching. And every time I get there, I go, what the fuck didn't I bring those things? They're in the garage, they're in the cabinet, 2 feet in front of my car. I just never do. So I never bring anything.
Shouldn't you have some in the car?
I should just throw them in the car and just keep them there.
Very masochistic over here. Mm-hmm. That cat was the most watched animal of the weekend.
Oh, according to the official stats?
Yes. There's a statistic that comes out.
Did this make the ESPN highlight reel for sports?
Yeah, it was number 8.
Best catches,
But number 2 was Cricket Dog. And there's this dog that was playing during a Saturday match, Civil Service North of Ireland versus Brady Cricket Club. Dog comes out. I don't know what's happening in the cricket
dog
game.
Got loose.
Nobody does.
Dog got loose.
He got the ball.
Oh, here we go. Now that is
commentators are loving it.
Yeah, anybody.
He's playing.
Now there we go. Dog has stopped play.
They've retrieved
the ball.
Where was this?
Ireland.
Very good.
Because this
ball.
Australia, they would have shot the dog because of COVID.
That horrible stat I had to read about Australia's dog.
I didn't even know the puppies part of that stat.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. So I just needed a little palate cleanser of some nice, positive animals.
That's sweet.
Positive.
If you're ever going to let your dog do something, attach the leash first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a little snot-nosed neighbor kid and you want your dog to maul the kid, put the leash on and then send the dog out to do it. Like, you got out.
Oh, right.
Speaking of that, Chris, did you see the clip of everyone booing that ref because there's like a bat dog instead of like a bat boy or like a ball dog? And the dog was so excited to get the bat, and the ref picks it up. The ump picks it up and throws it, and everybody starts booing the ref.
The ref sucks.
Yeah, seriously. Oh,
well, Kaylin, I first off, I don't know the subjects we're going to get into when it involves Chris coming in here and doing the popular subjects, but the as long as we're going off about animals, I tweeted it out, but I filmed Phil.
Shaking in the pool
this morning. Yeah, he shakes himself dry while standing in the pool.
Not as smart as a cat.
No, and I took a picture of that, but he doesn't care.
Well, I'm just saying that animals coming into sports games have they've
had rich history,
and it reminds me of here he is. Oh my God,
he's not just he is submerged while he's doing this.
He's up to mid rib, up to the top of his shoulder, and he's shaking himself off while standing in a body of water.
He's 2/3 in.
That's what that's Phil's move.
This is 30 minutes in. Yeah,
thank God he's cute because he is so dumb.
He's goddamn dumb. But he has no timetable, you know, so he can shake himself out in the pool and then he can get out and shake himself out again and then he can go back in the pool.
He gets to be at work.
He doesn't have to be anywhere.
Yeah. And I was just thinking it's been 20 years since the Randy Johnson incident of the bird.
You've seen this.
Gina,
the
you have to know this. Randy,
oh,
we showed it once.
Where he hits. Yeah.
Yeah. Randy in Johnson spring training throws a pitch and just disintegrates a bird that. The odds of that are insane. Like, this no pitch call is so well known that there are more Google search results for Randy Johnson bird than there are for Randy Johnson baseball.
Oh!
Yeah. I think the bird was trying to commit suicide.
Yeah, suicide by pitcher.
Because when the big unit takes the mound, you get up onto the lighting rig on top of the stadium.
You
don't go anywhere near Randy Johnson. Yeah.
There's not a PETA member alive who could convict Randy Johnson. That was a force majeure.
Well, Randy Johnson used to hate anybody that I hate whenever it got brought up because he truly felt bad.
Of
course.
He
started organizations about it and stuff. Like he never wanted to talk about it. And then He's a photographer. He's actually a race photographer. I've seen him at the Long Beach Grand Prix a bunch.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Sorry, Jesus. He's 6'10".
Yeah.
He walks with these huge lenses, but he wears he's very casual looking, just wears the media outfit. So you can't even tell unless you know that guy's definitely a pro athlete. And his logo for his photography company is a dead bird, so he's now accepting it.
He's really embracing it.
Yeah, that's kind of how people are with their stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? They always try to... It's like Bob Denver. You know, after Gilligan's Island goes off the air, he doesn't want anyone to call him, "Hey, little buddy."
Right.
You know what I mean? He's getting away from it. 15 years goes by, he's at the boat show wearing the old outfit, right? That's how people work.
My uncle, Uncle Wonka, who did all the collecting, he had an autographed picture by the two players in the picture, Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura. Now, if you all know the Nolan Ryan-Robin Ventura incident, Nolan Ryan beat the shit out of Robin Ventura on the pitcher's mound.
Right.
And Robin Ventura happily signed it. You know, at a certain point, you're like, I haven't.
Yeah, I got him in a headlock and started throwing uppercuts.
All right, let's move away from sports for a little bit. I had a great time with you at Royal Oak and Kansas City, Adam. I don't know if you knew this, but both theaters required proof of vaccination or COVID tests. Mm. And we actually did get some complaints from people who didn't go because of that. And it kind of ties into what's going on in the comedy world in some sense. Patton Oswalt was trending last week. He canceled a few of his tour dates, mainly in Florida, four of them in Florida. One in Utah, because they wouldn't comply with the tour's COVID safety requirements, which is negative COVID-19 tests within 72 hours or proof of vaccination.
That's fuck me money.
Well, and he tweeted "I'm sorry, you know, I tried to work with the theaters. I tried to work with them." So he really, it was put upon the theaters instead.
Well, in being consistent, he can do whatever he wants, and Joe Rogan can do whatever he wants in the opposite direction. That's the way this country works, you know? I'm sure Patton is obviously vaccinated, so he doesn't really have to worry about him. You know, my general take is the people are vaccinated are fine, and I would argue that, God, what percentage, if you took that population of we're going to go see Patton Oswalt... Mm. I got to believe we're in the mid-90s in terms of vaccination.
Oh, easily.
Now, you could go, but Kid Rock or Ted Nugent or maybe Joe Rogan. Now, you're going another direction there. But I would argue that they are vaccinated. He's vaccinated. He should probably go do it anyway. But up to him, just like it's up to Joe Rogan, do whatever you want.
Right, yeah. So Joe Rogan actually went public saying, "I don't want that at my shows," and then famously caught COVID a couple weeks ago.
A few too many. My feeling is we're living in an era where everyone is taking a stand. I say a few too many stands being taken. My feeling is I just played two venues where the theater mandated the vaccine. I don't care. Before that, we're playing Minneapolis. It was a packed club. Mm. I mean, quite a bit smaller than those theaters. And talk about headspace, man. I mean, there was 350 people and this other thing. As far as I could tell, they had no protocol. Don't care. I just show up. That's me. I only have so much energy to expend for everything.
I agree with the taking a stance thing. What's with the people who are going to such crazy lengths to falsify documents? And it's it's a lot easier. Just get the fucking shot. You don't have to create or acquire a fake card and then fill it out and then go to jail and pay the fine. It's it's a lot easier than that.
I think it's all about people not wanting to be bullied into something. That's what's going on.
Well,
I don't think it's about ease of anything anymore.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more just I don't want to be told what to do. Mm. And this is kind of my way of being a little I don't know if it's being defiant, but it's just
I feel that way about front license plates in California. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And if I get busted, I'll Velcro it onto the sports car and pull it off after it gets signed off on. I understand that. But
magnets.
But then see, there's also the down well not I don't know if it's the downside, but you take somebody like Dr. Drew. Fauci got cornered the other day by Sanjay Gupta, who asked a real question 18 months in and basically asked him about immunity from being infected with COVID and natural immunity. And Fauci's like, "Well, we got to get back to you on that." I don't know why he's not looked into that, but okay, fine. Fauci has no thoughts about that. See, it's bullshit. Here's the thing. Drew had it. He had it badly. He has the T cells and the immunity. He has all that, but he wants to travel and he wants to go abroad. So he has to get something that he probably shouldn't get because he has natural immunity, which is much more effective, or at least it's coming out from Israel that it's quite a bit more effective than the vaccine, which you have to kind of reboot all the time. But there's going to be a fair amount of people just going, I had it, I have natural immunity, but I want to go to New York, or my sister's wedding's coming up, and they require, the venue requires a fuck it. You know what I mean? So there's going to be a lot of that coming up as well.
Yeah, agreed. Well, as far as Joe Rogan, so a lot of celebrities are also commenting on what he, how he's been handling it with the ivermectin. Russell Brand says that the media seemed to initially take delight that he had coronavirus and wanted him to suffer as a result of it. And then Howard Stern, of course, this week saying that he should have just gotten vaccinated instead of taking the ivermectin.
Howard seems to be a huge germaphobe and also like really taking hard stances on this. I didn't realize, is he kind of Howie Mandel-ish? He says he hasn't left his house. He wouldn't go to the neighbors to sit outside with the neighbors.
He's Howard Mandel-ish. He's a great civil rights leader. He's also a germaphobe.
Falsely imprisoned
for all those years for crime he didn't commit.
Right.
Howard Mandel-ish.
Yeah.
He has the, you know, Jewish neurotic kind of thing going on. I remember some months ago when he was quarantining his equipment, you know, before they made him a home studio and little stories like that that suggested he took it a lot more seriously than, let's say, Joe Rogan.
Well, he's still doing the show from home.
Yeah, there's a couple. First off, who really knows how much is COVID averse versus I like doing the show in my house. Yeah. I mean, like, I get to go down. I mean, we all know that I used to do. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
It's quite the ramp up.
Not only that, but I was just thinking about this today. I used to do Stern's show.
In
the early days, I would do it from Westwood One in Culver City. Brian knows exactly. Gina knows where that is. I lived in the Hollywood Hills, like under the Hollywood sign.
It was even a freeway you can take.
It was a trek to get there. His mics heated up at 6 a.m. New York time, 3 a.m. our time. I punched out at 12:05 from Loveline in the same studio, Westwood One. I drove back to L.A. I've told you guys, sorry, I get home about 12:30, go to bed about 1:30, wake up about 2:30, get back in the car.
Same cleaning crew?
Yeah, by the way, this is why you guys all need to spare me your fucking stories. Okay? Oh, man, I went to Oklahoma City. It's a two-hour time difference. 2 hours, man. I didn't know where I was.
My body's not acclimated.
I missed 2 days of work. Like, fuck that, you pussies. I would come home at 12:30, and I needed to be back in Culver City at 3, when that 3 a.m. when the mic heated up. So I'd sleep for an hour, get right back up, hustle it back down over there. And then, of course,
should have done the Kimmel thing, the bunk bed in the office.
Yeah, I know.
Went home.
Then I would finish the show. He would finish his show our time at about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd walk out and be daylight.
Yeah. Blinded. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, then I remember I would have to fight traffic now because it was morning traffic getting from Culver City back to, then it was like, I know it's 9. I'm drinking wine. I would just drink wine and then pass out at some point. But then I had to go to the man show.
Of course.
So the point is,
you're an alcoholic.
The point is this. At some point, they got me a Zephyr.
Mm-hmm.
The Zephyr was a size of an attaché case.
ISDN line.
And plugged that Zephyr into my room, into my office. Mm-hmm. And the delight of going to bed at 1:30 and not having to get up until 2:50, 2:55. You really sleep in.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Like a king.
And I could sleep in. But here was the whole thing. It wasn't the extra 25 minutes of sleep. It was, I'm just going to get my sweatpants, walk across this hall, plop down, and I'm going to do my shit. And this, the notion of going, oh, it's a commercial break, I'm going to get some coffee. I'm going to go downstairs, open my fridge, pour myself something, walk back up again. Soon as the mics go cold, I can take a shower, go get something, or go do
nibble that. Off last night's whatever.
Yes, you quickly embrace that. That is not the commute or getting up a little earlier. That is just a different lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And it very quickly you go, oh, I could get used to this. And then you have to weigh in like, well, then what's the sacrifice? Like, are you better when you're Westwood One than at home with the Zephyr?
For you, it must not have been much difference. You're remote either way. Like for us, it's like, oh, in person, it's which better. Is always better versus.
Yeah, yeah. All I remember is the office I was in was all hardwood floors and just cabinetry and painted walls. And I called in once, or I checked the mic, and Howard's like, where are you, in a trash can or something? So I had my office chair directly under a ceiling fan, a big, like a 4 foot wide one. And all I did was take a bunch of beach towels and laundry clip them to the wings, mm-hmm. and I'd create this circle, and I would enter the cone of silence. Like in the morning, open the beach towel, climb into it, and then just sit in there. So
deadened it a little bit.
I get the, again, COVID. A lot of people are doing this with work. They've sort of realized,
I'm over the COVID part.
I got the vax, but...
Yeah, business can still happen.
A lot done in my sweatpants.
It was actually funny because the other day, Howard's doing it from home, and Steve Martin and Martin Short are in his studio.
Oh, because they're doing press.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
You want?
I'll do one.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's go to the VMAs. VMAs were last night. Mm-hmm. And music videos, still a huge, huge thing. I know we don't get to see them on TV a lot, but they get more views than ever because of YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know a music video director, and I asked him. I was like, oh, that like, what's the difference? Because he's done videos for both TV and then online. He's like, online's way, way better. Maybe he has to say that, but just the billions of
views. It's probably easier
online.
To track. Everyone can see how many downloads.
I mean, they're not to us, they don't feel like they're as culturally significant. Like you guys mentioned, like the Blind Melon video.
It's
like
a touchstone for everyone our age. Yeah.
Everybody knows it, but I mean, I don't know how kids watch videos these days. But anyway, Conor McGregor and Machine Gun Kelly got into it.
Really?
Yeah. I know. I'm basically your TMZ right now, Adam.
I know. I heard about Madonna's ass. That's all I heard about.
Well, let's watch Conor. I don't have that ready, but here's Conor. And you can, you know, he's a firecracker, so you could just see him throwing some stuff at Machine Gun Kelly here.
What?
Yeah, so this is, I think that's a drink. What was that?
Popcorn or a
popcorn
drink? I don't know.
Well, anyway, so people were asking about it. Machine Gun Kelly refused to speak about it. And then Conor McGregor said this about the incident.
What happened?
Absolutely nothing. I don't know. I just showed up and I don't know. I don't even know the guy, to be honest with you.
Just rumors.
Nothing happened with me. I only fight real fighters. People that actually fight, you know what I mean? I certainly don't fight Little Vanilla. He's boy rappers. You know, I don't even know the guy. I don't know anything about him.
Called Machine Gun Kelly Vanilla Ice. White boy rapper.
Are we leading up to a fight? This is pathetic.
I know. It seems a little cooked. I don't know. But they're totally leading into it. Well, at least Conor McGregor is. But the reason I want to bring this up, Machine Gun Kelly, you know who he's dating.
Mm-hmm. Megan Fox.
And you
heard she was like naked.
Oh, put her up.
Whoa!
This is what she was wearing.
Yeah. Shades of Rose McGowan.
Yes.
Very.
Yeah.
It was a tribute.
She's wearing basically a very small bikini.
Sheer.
And with a whole sheer sort of netting over it.
Yeah. You've seen her in person, Adam. When she was with Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every bit as good, I imagine.
Yeah.
She's okay.
Tell us.
I don't know. She's hot. There's hot people. I get if you're banging her, it's a good thing, but it's great sort of thing. Novelty that, she's hot. Yeah. There's always been good looking people.
Like the Coors commercials. It's like, you could just be hot and be like successful at a certain era.
Yeah.
Is she rocking a G-string or what's going on in the back?
Yeah, Kaylin, show us. Well, we don't have that, but I do have a little nod.
Also, I'm kind of off her because what she did in Transformers with the engine, saying it was a double pumper high rise instead of cross ram injection, that got me off.
I feel like she didn't write it.
I don't know. Okay. I like to think she everyone in the movie kind of does their own lines. When he has Frank when he pops on.
He become it. Well, anyway, Lil Nas was wearing an interesting outfit as well.
How many movies you made, Gina?
None.
I made quite a few.
Okay.
Continue.
Is that how they do it?
Continue. Well, here, how we do it.
Here's Lil Nas fishing for a compliment on his outfit and getting
that.
Denied.
Mm.
I'm happy. I look good. I look good.
Listen, I'm not going to say I'm hating on the fit, but let's move on, okay? Now, in 2019, damn!
Wow. Maria Menounos has some notes.
That was pretty great. And then let's see. Oh, I wanted to bring up Doja Cat. Doja Cat, rapper, hosted the VMAs and wore a bunch of...
Oh, Doja Cat should have dove into American flags.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been smart. Think,
They could have turned that around that quickly. But I just have a few of her outfits that she put on. I don't know if these look good or not. I kind of like them. I don't know why.
Really?
But, yeah, I don't. But I can't tell if these are amazing or not. Like,
they're interesting, I guess.
Yeah. It's like
Gina, go ahead.
What are we looking at?
You know what? Just the color and the shape of it remind me of Tungus.
Mm-hmm.
Very Tungus.
Too much good stuff.
Yeah. Very Tungus-esque.
Do it side by side.
It's got a little animated creature, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I always just think I always think about these women because once every 3 years, I don't know, maybe for Katie's wedding, I got to put a suit on. Mm. I remember doing the Oscars, put the tuxedo on, put the patent leather shoes, and your mind immediately goes to, well, what about the after party? We're going to have a little bit of fun, and I got to wear suspenders, confined with a cummerbund.
Yeah.
I mean, I always think that's literally just wearing a suit, and I'm already doing the math, the movement math. I got to walk in these shoes? I can't
and
imagine
the distance math. How far I got to walk?
Yeah. Right. Can't imagine what these women have to do with this shit.
Unbelievable. I wasn't wrong, by the way, if you look at this picture.
Yeah.
Of Tungus.
Tungus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is pretty good, actually.
Thank you.
When you guys watch, the Met or anything like that, or just see outfits.
The gala.
The gala.
Chris.
Okay, man.
You guys.
I pass. Can you guys tell if it's like a great outfit or not?
I mean, I think it's all subjective, but when the last Met Gala they did, it was like whatever, it was supposed to be campy or whatever, and people love the showmanship. Everyone dresses like a life size Barbie, and everybody claps. Yeah.
All right, let's bring it home, Chris.
That was Trending Topics. Thanks for having me.
Frank Grillo is going to join us momentarily. First, I'll tell you about MD Hearing Aid. Having trouble hearing my nuggets of wisdom? Try MD Hearing Aid. FDA registered rechargeable hearing aid. Average price of a hearing aid is over $2,400 a pair. Volt Plus models are just $299.99. And each when you buy a pair, rechargeable with up to 30 hours of battery life, water resistant and up to 3 foot of water, no prescription or doctor's appointment necessary. Buy direct. They have a licensed hearing specialist available 7 days a week, 600,000 plus satisfied customers. Also, I should tell you, Edward in New Jersey says MD Hearing Aid is the best he's used at any price. 45-day risk-free trial and 100% money-back guarantee. Right, Dawson?
It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code Adam to get their buy one, get one for $299.99 each offer. Plus, they are adding a free extra charging case, $100 value, just for listeners of the Adam Carolla Show. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use our promo code Adam, or you can even call them at 1-855-936-5603. That's 1-855-936-5603.
Well, we've talked about him before. Now we're going to talk to him in person. Frank Grillo, action star, will be on the program right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.